We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. His Eminence, of course, is the sixth rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And of course, he is the sixth Khalifatullah fil Ard, the representative and the caliph of the Almighty Allah upon the earth. So the sixth divinely appointed Imam, he has a very beautiful conversation with a man by the name of Mufaddal ibn Rumana. Now Mufaddal is of course one of the very trustworthy companions of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. The very famous tradition of Mufaddal is a tradition which is relatively long, but it is one of those ethical and moral traditions that are spoken a lot about in the holy city of Qom amongst the religious scholars and the ulema. So we find that one day Mufaddal, he visited Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he complained about his bad conditions. And in the end, he asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to pray for him. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked his servant to go and bring a package which Abu Ja'far had brought. I'm not really sure who Abu Ja'far was. But when that package was brought to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "This package contains 400 dinars, and this might assist you." Mufaddal said, "I swear by Allah, the Exalted, the Almighty, that I did not come for this, meaning the money. I just wanted to ask you for your prayers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies and says, I will not forget to pray for you as well. Very beautiful, again, conversation. These are small snippets of the lives of these divinely appointed imams, these beautiful imams, these perfection of humanity, this manifestation of the attributes of the Almighty Allah. And so even though this individual, Mufaddal, he didn't openly ask for financial help, but still Imam Sadiq alayhi salam found it necessary, you know, to help this individual. And of course, this is a very large amount of money. We're talking about 400 dinars. And then, you know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam even says, I won't forget to pray for you. And so how beautiful is this, that not only does the sixth divinely appointed imam physically, financially help this individual, but then he goes ahead and he even says that I will supplicate for you, I will do dua for you, I will supplicate for you, I will pray for you. And, you know, it really shows us how we should be engaging with our Muslim brothers and sisters. You know, we find all across the world they're under oppression, they're in poverty, they're needy, they're downtrodden, they're oppressed, they really need help. And so the least that we can do, of course, is to pray for them, and we should really find ways to help these needy brothers and sisters of ours all across the world. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. So from our perspective, Ja'far al-Sadiq loves all of the Sahaba. How can he not, when Abu Bakr is his double grandfather, Ali is his double grandfather, and he doesn't have this notion of divine appointment? But maybe he thought, these people aren't good politicians, and if I were in charge, I'd do a better job. Okay, what's wrong with that? And honestly, he would have done a better job. Who's going to deny that? In terms of taqwa and ikhlas, he would have done a better job. So this was their version of Shi'ism, not later on that developed into theological Shi'ism. And just want to conclude over here that obviously the 12 are Shi'a, they consider Ja'far al-Sadiq to have been divinely appointed by Allah, and that his fiqh is, of course, the binding fiqh on them. And so they call it the Ja'fari school or madhab. For us, the Ja'far fiqh is one of the many opinions out there. We respect him, but we do say we love Ja'far al-Sadiq with a special love. We love him because he's a scholar. We love him because he is from the Ahlul Bayt, and we love him because he demonstrated maturity and wisdom at a time of great fitna. So we have an extra love for him, and he was a great human being, and we say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And with the other group, we say, you have a different version of events, and you know, that's their version. This is where we have to agree to disagree. Wallahu ta'ala alam. So I hope, inshallah ta'ala, this opens up the window of early Islam and allows us to see that those time frames were not as, you know, black and white as later people try to portray, and it was actually much more fluid and organic between all of these sects and groups. Wa alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.